It is time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald-Leader. They tell us that the Moonshiners Ball is this weekend. It's known as the annual kickoff of the music season in Lexington and Central Kentucky.
It was down in Berea, but it's making a move over to Irvine, to a location called Jenkins Farm. And they were doing that, they said, because they felt like they needed a bit more space for the festival, that the audience has been growing and the acts have been growing too. This weekend they've got tonight the Marcus King Band, Margaret Glaspie is in the lineup, as well as some local bands like the Wooks, who are hugely mm-hmm. popular right now.
They are.
And then as you go through the weekend, you've got Dog Yop from up in the Cincinnati area, Vandeveer, local favorites, mm-hmm. John Stickley Trio, and Lydia Lovelace. So just a lot of really great acts all gathering kind of down a little bit south of here. I don't know if they're out of cell phone range. I know that was one of the big things about their original venue, was that it was sort of out of cell phone area. So mm-hmm. you just had to go and enjoy what was going on there, which these days is kind of a novelty. So hopefully the weather holds up for that and for a bunch of other things, because we've got a lot of outdoor events coming up this weekend.
The Maserati Mingle is down at Cheapside Park on Friday, and that's a little preview of the Keeneland's Concourse d'Elegance there. And also on Friday, you have Gallery Hop, and that's the free self-guided tour of galleries around town. And also this weekend, Founders Day out at McConnell Springs is on Saturday. And also outside at Masterson Station, you have the Bluegrass Classic Stock Dog Trial. And over at the Kentucky Horse Park on Sunday, you have the High Hope Steeplechase. So a lot of outdoor events going on. And also, theater season is not over yet, with two new shows opening.
That's right. If you prefer air conditioning and indoors, there are things for you too. Over at Transylvania University, Project C Theater, which has been a troupe that's been a little bit off and on over the years. Their founders have been off pursuing other things recently, but they are back with a satirical adaptation of Marie Antoinette this weekend over at Transylvania University's Little Theater. It's supposed to be a real kind of incisive look at modern culture through the story of Marie Antoinette. And then out at the Woodford Theater, they're opening a production of The Duke, The Music and the Women, which is a tribute to Duke Ellington, with more than 30 Duke Ellington classic songs and things of that sort. So just a real big musical event kicking off in Woodford. And then back here at the Guignol Theater, the Innovation Arts Academy is presenting The Sound of Music, if you're looking for a real tried and true classic there.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald-Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link when you visit weku.fm.